Hello, folks. Welcome to Southern Patriot Fitness Podcast. Our platform here is going to typically be a kind of a quick tips type thing, real short episodes where we just go over some things that help us along in our fitness lifestyle. But to start off the podcast, I want to do an introductory episode and kind of tell part of our story, my story specifically. I started in the fitness stuff when I was in high school. Decided to go into college and major in the category of fitness. Originally, probably strength and conditioning. And so I went to Troy University, got a four-year degree in sport and fitness management with concentrations in exercise science and health promotion. I spent some time doing some other things after I graduated, and I actually never started using my degree in the fitness industry. And next thing I know, it's 10 years later, and I've never really used my degree outside of training a few people that I knew on a kind of a small scale. And I was also 40, compared to what the weight I was in college, I was 45 pounds, 50 pounds overweight. And at 33 years old, 32, 33, in early 2016, I felt like I was way older, and I had a lot of joint issues from injuries, from sports and different things, and I just felt terrible. So I actually noticed that a gym had opened up close by. I kind of live out in a rural area, and a gym had opened up in one of the nearby towns. So I jumped right on it, went in and joined. And in May of 2016, I fixed my fitness level. I went and worked pretty hard, got the nutrition fixed, and spent some time in 2016 dropping off that 40 to 45, 50 pounds extra. And gradually, through a lot of weight training, cardio, everything above, gradually got my joints to where I have some mobility and flexibility. I don't have really everything back that I probably should have, but it's pretty close. But I spent the next 2 years, it's not quite been 2 years, that was May 2016, like I said. We're coming up on May 18, and I am in as good a shape as I've ever been. I'm bigger muscle wise than I've ever been. I'm almost leaner than I've ever been, and feel great. I don't feel like an old person anymore. I feel like I'm in my early 20s again, and it's amazing. That's kind of the whole point of us doing this deal, is to promote that and let people know that you can make a change. You can make a change in yourself. You can feel better. You can have more energy. You can look better. You can stop beating yourself up every day because you're continuing to eat the stuff you know you shouldn't, and you're continuing to not get up and do the work that you probably know you should. Is it hard? Yeah, it's probably hard at first. But once you make it a habit and a lifestyle, it's not that hard anymore. It's like getting up and taking a shower. It's something that you do. It's not as hard as beating yourself up every day. I know that. Looking in the mirror at that enemy that's holding you down, that's yourself. And you're beating yourself up every day. It's not that hard. That's grueling to me. And there's a lot of liberty in getting up and doing something about it and changing the things that you want to change. It's not going to happen if you wait for it to happen. It's not going to happen if you wait for somebody else to kickstart you. The only one that can kickstart you is you. You got to do it. You got to get up and you got to do it every day. You got to get up and do the same thing you did the day before. If you won the day before. If you lost the day before, you got to get up and say, I'm going to do it right today. It's a new day. I'm going to do it right today. That's what you got to do every day. You can't find time. You got to make it. You can't find energy. You got to make the energy. No excuse is acceptable if you want to make something happen. No excuse is acceptable. It doesn't matter what the excuse is. It's not acceptable. You got to get up early or stay up late or both. No excuse is acceptable. Time's not an excuse. Being out of shape already, that's not an excuse. That's the reason you're not starting is because you're not fit. That makes no sense. You don't have to be, like Les Brown says, you don't have to be great to get started, but you got to get started to be great. I'm a big fan of motivational speakers, good ones. One is Les Brown, the other one's Eric Thomas. They say some great things. Les Brown says, if you do what is easy, your life is going to be hard. He says, if you sit around and complain about your situation and your circumstance, if you become bitter and depressed and angry and beating yourself up every day, your life's going to be hard. But if you get up every day and you do what's hard, you get up and you go put in time and you make sure your nutrition's right and you do all the things you're supposed to do every day, your life will be easy. That applies to not just fitness. And he talks about it more in a personal success way, but I talk about it in a fitness way because that's the topic that we're into, obviously. If you do what is easy, your life will be hard. If you sit around and you eat the bad foods and you never get started, your life's going to be hard. Your joints are going to hurt. You're going to be out of shape. Your blood sugar is going to be all out of whack. You're going to have health issues. But if you do what is hard and you build a lifestyle doing the things that are hard, your life's going to be easy. I promise you. Eric Thomas said, the only one that can stop you from winning is you. The enemy is not your neighbor. The enemy is not your coworker. The enemy is not your boss. The enemy is not time. The enemy is looking at you in the face every morning you wake up. The only one that can stop you from winning is you. You got to tell yourself no. When you want some Oreos, no. I promise you, every time you tell yourself no, it gets easier the next time. Until one day, your enemy is defeated. He will never be defeated completely, but he can be defeated enough to where he leaves you alone most of the time. When I say the enemy, I'm talking about you. That side of you that drags you down. You're not different. You're not different than anybody. Everybody has that same enemy. We all got it. Some of us choose to beat him down instead of letting him beat us down. We all got that same enemy. So what is the point of what we're doing here? That's exactly the point of what we're doing here. To try to motivate you to get up and do something. It ain't going to happen next week. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen if you try this fad diet. What is a fad diet? It's something that you're going to do short term. If you do a diet short term and you have a plan for that and it's planned to be short term, but you don't have a plan afterwards, what are you going to do after this is over? It ain't going to work. I'm not against having short-term diet goals. That's part of systems. A lot of people do that. It can be part of a successful system. But if your diet goal ends and then you don't have another one behind it, you're going to lose. You don't have a correct program. If you want to try keto, keto's all the rage right now. I don't have anything against it. It's not for me. I don't have anything against it. But you need to decide two things. One of two things. Are you going to do this for good? Is this how you're going to eat the rest of your life? Or does this have an end to it? Is it something to kickstart a different program or to get you somewhere else, a place that you want to be to do something different? You got to decide that. And when you do, then you got to decide what you're going to do afterwards. If you decide it's temporary, you better have a plan for what you're going to do afterwards. Because if you don't, you're going to fall right back into the trap. And all the stuff you did to get that keto to work and burn the fat off, it's going to be for nothing. If you want to do something like that, if you want to fix your nutrition, fix it. Because nutrition is the most important part of this, being healthy. It really is. The activity is secondary. But just because it's secondary doesn't mean it's not important. It's very important. The activity is important because you want to be able to do things physically. You're going to love being able to do things physically. Set attainable goals, achieve them, set more goals. That's all there is to it. And get up every day, do the same thing you did the day before. If you need any specific information, contact us on the website, southernpatriotfitness.com. You can email, you can contact us through Facebook or Instagram or whatever. We will deliver you any specific information you require. Check out our apparel. We're trying to put together some pretty neat designs. We got a lot of resources available for supplementation. We appreciate if you look at buying your supplements through our webpage. Any questions on more detailed things, different plans, different ideas on what to do to get started, just contact us. We're here for you. Next time out, we'll be dealing with the quick tips, hopefully. We've got to figure out all the little quick tips we want to throw out there, but we're going to also throw out a lot of motivational stuff. And appreciate you listening. Make sure you go check us out, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and SouthernPatriotFitness.com. Thanks. Till next time.